Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The North American International Livestock Exposition is one of the largest events of its kind in the world. North American manager Kathy Riley says shows and events are actually starting a little later than normal this year.
Our usual things, and we got a few new things that are going on this year. We are a week later than we normally are scheduled. By the way that the calendar falls this year, we've got an extra weekend in November, which we're very grateful for, so it pushes us back about a week. We'll start moving in on the 4th and then run from there until the 21st.
Riley says visitors will find a large variety of purebred animals at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville.
Pick out a breed. We're the largest purebred show in the world, so if you've got a registration paper on an animal, we've pretty much got a show for you. We have a few crossbred shows, but not very many. Most of those are going to be our market shows, whether it be our market steers, market hogs, or market lambs and goats.
She adds there will be a new division of dairy goats this year.
Dairy goats, dairy cattle, swine, llamas, alpacas, and kind of those critters are this week. And we are excited that one of our new shows this year is a Nigerian dwarf dairy goat, and it's kind of the small, almost miniature-sized dairy goats. And it's actually going to end up being our largest dairy goat show this year with over 150 entries. And
we'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
North American manager Catherine Riley notes another show division involves llamas.
So one of the kind of our largest popular show is going to be our llama and alpaca show that we host. It's one of the kind of, they call it a super regional show, and they do the obstacle courses and they do halter and confirmation courses, and they do several classes on based just on their fiber and the quality of their fiber and their kind of almost wool-like consistency.
She adds another highlight of the opening week is the Jersey Jug competition.
They drop the house lights and put spotlights on them. We do a big kind of looking jug, a milk jug in the center ring in white shavings where our traditional shavings are green. And so you've got this big white milk jug in the center, and these three-year-old cows walk to the center, and then they do this big profile. It's a really, really fun show, very highly anticipated by the Jersey Association and those exhibitors.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.